Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Let's pray. God, you are overwhelmingly good. You're overwhelmingly good. We love you. We love you. We praise your holy name. We thank you. We just thank you for your goodness, that you are faithful, God. You are faithful. I invite you a greater measure of your Holy Spirit tonight. Just invite you, Holy Spirit. You are welcome here. You are welcome in this house. We invite your healing angels, God, as we give you space and give you room to bring healing. Tonight, we just thank you, God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you. We welcome your friends, and that you, we just love how you work and how you partner with us to touch each other and bring restoration and healing to each other, God, just because of who you are. We just praise your holy name. And thank you. I want to talk to you about hope tonight. We live in a... It's hard to maintain hope. It's hard to just the daily grind. There's a coffee shop in Elkhart called the Daily Grind, but it's a different kind. It's a good kind. But the daily grind of hardship gets hard. It gets hard, and when it goes on day after day, or struggle after struggle, or just when you think you've overcome one thing, you get another thing that comes at you, and the enemy works hard to tear us down, to discourage us, to bring discouragement, bring a hopelessness. Sometimes we start getting confused about the Lord. We start thinking that he's not faithful. We start doubting his promises. We start wondering whether or not he loves us. We start thinking all these things start filling our minds, and that's just the scheme of the enemy there. That's exactly what he wants to do. He wants to set you up to think that God is not faithful. He wants to set you up to think that God has let you down, that he's abandoned you or deserted you, that he's not your healer, that he's not your lover, he's not your friend, all those things. And so I think we need to look at hope and kind of define it a little bit better, so that we have an understanding of what hope is according to the Lord and not the world view, because there's a difference. Hope is the confidence that what God has done for us in the past guarantees our participation in what God will do in the future. It's our hope is in his acts, his mighty acts, his faithfulness to do that which he's promised. So what he prophesies, or what God speaks out, the word says that his words are living and that they will not return to him void. And so when God speaks something, it's a truth and it's living, and it will accomplish what he means for it to do. And it will not return to him void. And so when he speaks something over your life, and it's and you know it's from him, it will not return to him void. It will accomplish that what it's set out to do. We're the only ones that can get in the way of that. But God is faithful. This is in contrast to the worldview that hope is a feeling that what is wanted will happen. Do you see the difference? There's a difference. It's like putting your hope in the lottery. You want to win the lottery. So if you keep buying tickets, thinking that I'm sure hoping I'm going to win, you know, land that lottery, and you start putting your hope in an object or in a subject, putting your hope in something because it's what you want, and that leads to hopelessness, because that's an unsure thing. But that's what the world wants us to put our hope in: fame or money, position, power, all kinds of things. Like it can even be relationships and that kind of thing. Whatever whenever we put hope in something that is not of the Lord, then we're hoping in something that will it has the potential to set us up for hopelessness. When we're depending on another person to give us that hope, that satisfy what that hope, you know, comfort or peace or joy or that kind of thing, when we're looking at another person to satisfy that deep longing in our heart, we're going to get disappointed because they're not perfect and they're going to fail us. And they can't. Only the Lord can satisfy those deep needs of the heart. And so that potential for hopelessness is always there when you're looking at a thing or someone that you're putting your hope there. God is the author of hope. He's not the subject of hope. He's the author of hope. God is hope. It's part of his character. It's who he is. And so we hope in the one who is hope. I mean, you can't go wrong there. God cannot fail you. He is faithful. He cannot not be who he is. And so he that's part of who he is. He is hope. The word says that God is our hope. And so when we put our hope in the Lord, so what we're doing is trusting in his faithfulness. And he is faithful. He cannot not be. So we have to understand and believe in and rely in and trust in God's character. His character is such that he's, when he says it, that word is living, and who he is there's life in God. So every part of his character, and has multiple parts of his character, every part is meant to give you life, give you, it's to satisfy every need of your heart and your soul, your spirit, every need, and even your body. The Lord is faithful to who he is. So that's what we place our hope in. We have to understand that our hope is in hope, who hope is. Not in what we think hope should look like. And so what we tend to do is we want the Lord to take care of a problem that we've just gotten ourselves into. And we have this continuing hope that he will. And so we're focused on the problem and how to get out of the problem rather than focused on the one who is hope, the one who can really bring deliverance, the one who can really get us out of that problem or satisfy the need, whatever it is. We get our focus on the need or the want rather than the one that can satisfy it. In Proverbs 13:12, it says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life." Hope deferred makes the heart sick. That's even a physical, like heart disease and those kinds of things. You can even relate that if you look back in people's history that have those things on them. There's a lot of hope deferred oftentimes. Hope deferred is a serious tool of the enemy. We have to be wise to the enemy's schemes. And it's difficult to walk in daily battle. You all know, I've shared with you before that I fight physical issues, multiple physical issues. And so that daily battle can mess with what I know to be true of the word. And it's a fight. We have to learn how to war. We have to learn how to stand up and stand in faith of what we're putting our hope in. So I have to, sometimes I have to sit down with the Lord and say, okay, give me hope. Give me your hope for today. Just today. Just get me through today. I did that. Yesterday I had a horrible day. And today was a bit better, but not much. And I'm standing before you and I feel my normal self. But that didn't happen until about 5 o'clock. So it's like God is faithful. He just is. And so he's the one that sustains us when we keep turning and keep, so the word says that trials cause strength in us, cause confidence, cause discipline, cause all kinds of things. And one of those things is hope. The trial brings hope. That doesn't make sense to the natural mind, but in truth, it does. It strengthens your confidence in who God is, because you see victory as you begin to see victory, and you partner with Him and say, God, where I am weak, You are strong. When you begin to actually believe those things that you know, when it gets here, then it starts to manifest in your life in greater measure. And the enemy so wants to stop that. So we have to find ways to stand firm. Stand in what we know to be true. So eat the word. Look up scriptures on whatever it is that you're struggling with, whether it's emotional, physical, financial. Look at those characteristics of God that speak to you in that area. Eat it. Meditate on it. Ask the Lord to put it in your heart. Dwell on it. Turn your gaze towards Him and not the problem. I have to, and it's not by my might, I have to turn my gaze when I'm feeling really bad. I turn my gaze on Him, and I just, like, God, I can only do this with You. You're the only one that can cause me to stand in confidence of who You are. And so my dependency on Him grows. And that dependency creates a confidence and a faith that is strong and sure. And that is that's the kind of thing that will sustain you. Will sustain you through the hard times. Because you've already been sustained through a hard time and you got through it. And so the next time that you have a hard time, you already have that. It's like you remember that God sustained you there. And so next time so that grows. It's like a process of growth. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, says, "But now faith, hope, and love abide in these three. But the greatest of these is love." Faith, hope, and love abide. That's like Psalm 91. It's part of Psalm 91 where it says to abide under the shelter, under the wing of God. To abide there, to stay there. So hope is one of those things we need to abide in. We need to embrace God as our hope. He is our hope. He is my hope. When I get feeling really bad, I seriously have to say, God, you are my hope. It's not in all these other things that could that I've already tried and spent a lot of money on. And I have nothing against doctors. I encourage you to do that. But in addition, God is our first. He's our first line of defense. He's the one we go to first because he is hope. And He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the God who heals us. It's part of who He is. And so what you're doing is you're dwelling. You're actually abiding. So say you need physical healing. You're actually, when you turn your heart towards Him as your hope in that area and you abide there, you're actually embracing who He is and you believe it with all that you are. And in that place, there's this security that happens and a confidence that grows in the very, your very understanding of who He is to you there. Oftentimes I hear the Lord because the struggles have been great on my family this last year and on me physically and my daughter physically. And so in that, we stand in the truth of who God is. So we'll pull out those scriptures and stand in them and embrace Him. And I'm like, God, give me that heart understanding, that heart revelation. I want a heart revelation, not just the mind. I under, You know, I can read it in the Word and I embrace it as truth, but I want the revelation in my heart so that I abide there. It's not just, it's more than a place of knowing it to be true, but there's a knowing that happens deep in your heart, and that's when you can abide there. And that becomes your strength, that knowledge of who He is. We need to embrace who He is. He's Jehovah Rapha. There's many aspects of God, but we're focused on Jehovah Rapha. Jesus, so that's in the Old Testament. That's in Exodus that says, I am the God who heals thee. I am Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals thee. So if you step into the New Testament, it says that Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. He is the manifest presence of Jehovah Rapha. And He healed everyone that came to Him. Every single person that came to Him, He healed. He never said, I'm sorry, I don't have enough power to heal you, or it's not a good day. Or the only time that happened was when He was in His own town and there was little faith. Our faith is a hindrance, and that's our lack of it is a hindrance. And so that's why we need to embrace who He is and have confidence and know, get that in deep in our hearts so that we can rest and abide in that. This hope in Hebrews 6:19-20, it says, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul. That's what we're after, that hope, the hope in Him as God, and that He is hope. He's hope. We need to let that hope manifest in us, because we limit what we believe. We limit the power of God in our lives often by what we believe. And so search your hearts and ask Him to work on anything that you feel is a hindrance to hope. If you have hope deferred, God wants to heal that place. He wants to set things right so that you can rightly divide the word of truth, so that you can rightly look at Him and see Him as and trust in His when He says, I am the God of hope, I am hope, I am love, I am those things, that's who He is, then you can believe it when you embrace it. So it says to that hope is the anchor, so it's Jesus, the hope that we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, the one which, so that's talking about Jesus, the one which enters within the veil, where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Jesus, the cross, when He died and rose again on the cross, He broke through that veil that separated us from the Father. And now He's seated at the right hand of God. And we are seated in the heavenly places with Him. So we have access to that throne room. And bringing healing is accessing that throne room and bringing heaven to earth. And that's what we're about. That's when we believe in the hope of who Jesus is. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is trust and confidence in God. So we have trust and confidence. That's an action word. Trust and confidence. You can't have faith and do nothing about it. It's an action. You have to step out and activate your faith. And so we're going to do that tonight. We're going to pray for all of you that would like prayer. I'd like Michael to come up. And we're going to start the worship back up. I'd like Dave to come on up. And we're going to get busy here. And we're going to start having a healing service. And we're hoping on things which our hope is in, on something that is certain, which is God the Father and Jesus. That is certain. Our hope is certain there. And faith activates that hope. So, Father, we just invite your presence right now, God. We're going to, I'm just going to open this up. And how many, if you all would stand, how many of you have ever received a healing here in the healing rooms or here at Voice? Look around. Look at that. It's a lot of miracles in the room. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you, God. I'd like about three or four of you to, if you're bold enough, to come up here and talk to Dave, and he's going to take some testimonies, and we're gonna speak those out. So come on up right now. And Michael, you guys can start. And then Dave and I are going to call. We've got healing team members. Could healing team members raise your hand? Okay, those are people that are throughout the room, but we're all going to pray over each other tonight. But if you'd like a healing team member, they'll be joining you. But if you'd specifically like one, you can get one of those that raised their hands. So if you guys have a testimony, come on up. Come on up. We want to hear it. Can you turn that mic on?
There we go. We just want like two or three testimonies. Even 15
Quick.
Seconds.
Yeah.
We just want to know what God did for you. So here's one. I need a couple more. Just get brave. What's your name?
Leon.
Leon, what did God do for you?
Well, I was scheduled for shoulder surgery yesterday. Last Tuesday night, I was here, and my tendons were reattached, and I can lift this arm.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So last Tuesday night, and that was in the healing rooms, right? How did they pray for you? What happened? What was your process?
I was just sitting in a chair, and Londa and Barb were praying over me, and they laid hands on my shoulder, and I could just feel the healing, and then I could raise it up.
Praise God. So, no surgery needed?
No surgery.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Thank you for sharing
that.
Come
on, you guys. We need a couple more. Let's testify to what God's done.
How are you? What's your name?
Tyler.
Tyler, what'd God do for you?
Well, earlier this week, I had a little dental issue, and I was prayed over, and it wasn't here. It was back at the house, and he just did showed me his power and just healed it. My jaw was swelled up, and it was a mess. And you know, I prayed over and prayed about it, and you know, and he just showed me his power, and he took care of me. It was awesome.
Amen.
Thanks for sharing.
Any more?
How many of you know that dental issues, if you got some swelling going on, usually your dentist is like, we got to take care of this right now. And so for that to take, for the Lord to touch that's a real miracle. That's awesome. One more, just 15 seconds. Let's give you the mic.
Thank you. Hi, my name's Jim. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with a double eye infection. It was sight-threatening. I was sent to an eye specialist in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where they train ophthalmologists. I was looked at by four ophthalmologists and quite a few residents. The doctors didn't know what was wrong, but Jesus knew what was wrong, and he healed me. And my sight was saved. They compounded a medication that saved my eyes, and I should be blind, but I see. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
We're going to start. Isn't God amazing? I mean, like almost half the room has experienced a healing. That's amazing. God, we thank you. We're going to start worship, and then Dave and I will take turns or call out things that we feel like the Lord is highlighting. But if any time you feel like you'd like healing, just raise your hand, and those around you, just start praying for them. And anybody can heal. We're all the body, and when we pray for each other, the Lord says we're two or more gathered, and He's in the midst, and faith is there. You know, He's gonna move, and so believe it. So let's practice it. This is a workshop here right now. So Michael, go ahead, and we'll. If you'd like one of us to pray for you, you're welcome to come up here too, and we'll pray for you.
Draw me close, closer than before, closer than I ever been. Draw me close. Closer than before, closer than I ever been. Draw me close, closer than before.
Just feel like there's somebody in the room that has stomach, something going on in your stomach. I invite you to raise your hand. I just feel see pain, and then I also saw a knee that needs prayer, and I also heard the word elbow. If you have emotional problems too, feel free to raise your hand or come forward. Addictions. I heard the word addictions.
What we're doing right now is we're accessing the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus said, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What he means, it's drawn near to you, it's within his reach. And so literally, just start focusing on the Lord. The healing team members are going to be a point of contact or people around you. Or if you just want to come up here to receive prayer, we just need to know that you desire prayer. I saw some pain issues right down here, real close to the neck around this part of the collarbone. I don't even know what it's called, right down in here. It was almost like just pain in this area here, not quite the shoulder. But if that's you, you just want to come up or raise your hand, that's good. We want to pray for you. The other thing I saw is pain right in the middle of the back. Just like some spots about halfway up your back and your spine. If that's you, just feel free to come forward. And we're just going to keep kind of doing this atmosphere, just kind of seek the Lord. And again, if you want prayer and you're standing out there, just raise your hand and make sure somebody knows you're asking for prayer. And we're just going to turn this into an atmosphere of healing. And just worship the Lord. You don't have to be a spectator. Just ask the Lord to come. And so Holy Spirit, we just invite you right now just to fill this room with your holy presence. Lord, we are reaching in and we're inviting you to come. In all the glory that you desire to come in tonight, Lord, we are accessing the kingdom of heaven. We are accessing the reality that it's by his stripes that we've been made healed. We're healed. We're accessing the reality that he bore our griefs and our sorrows on the cross. And so, Lord, we receive fully from you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I take authority over every resistance of the enemy, every demonic ploy against your people and against their hearts and minds and their bodies tonight. In Jesus' name, I take authority over it. And I release your people from it right now in Jesus' name. Okay, we're just going to let the worship team worship a little bit. And then we'll probably come back and call out some more stuff. But just focus on the Lord tonight.
Thank you.
Hope deferred? Any of you feel hopeless? You can just, if you don't want to come forward, you can raise your hand and people will surround you and pray for you. God wants to touch you.
This place again.
I just had one more thing. Lana kind of called it out, the hope deferred. I see a picture. This is kind of an emotional thing, but I see literally a picture of some of you carrying burdens, and it's like literally weighing you down in the spirit. I was just prayed for today in our healing rooms in the afternoon for my spine and a couple other things, and I tell you what, the Lord totally touched me in a powerful way. But there's some of you that are carrying burdens that God doesn't want you to have. He said, cast all your care in me because I care for you. And you haven't fully figured out how to let these burdens go. And I just feel like the Lord wants to receive them from you tonight. So activate your faith, if you will, and just come forward and just lay them down at the altar. But I literally saw people holding things on their back in the spirit that was causing them to stoop over. It was that heavy. So if that's you, just come forward right now. And I'm going to let the worship team go for it.
thank you all for coming out. I hope you all were blessed. How many of you got healed tonight? Woo, look at that. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. This is a celebration of who Jesus is. Just a small part of who he is. His heart is to heal, restore, redeem. That's what he did on the cross. He nailed it all to the cross. And we get to walk in it. So thank you for coming out. We just thank you, Jesus, for healing. Thank you for your love. You guys are dismissed. And be safe going home.